Blackstone Publishing presents Submission Impossible by Lexi Blake. This book is read by Ryan West.
Prologue. Papillon, Louisiana. Noelle Levine stood at the edge of the big deck in her father's backyard and sighed, because she really did miss this place and her family. It was late afternoon, and the heat of the day was only broken by the nice wind coming off the water and the shade from the big cypress trees. She'd spent many an afternoon sitting under those trees and dreaming of her future. Most of her young life she'd lived in New Orleans, but she'd always thought of Papillon as home. She missed the bayou and her family, but she was kind of ready to be back in her apartment. Sure, there were problems waiting for her in Dallas, but she was optimistic that she could solve them. Even Madison's murder. Because she was almost certain her rival scientist's death hadn't been an accident. Would Madison have tried to solve Noelle's murder? Probably not. She'd been a genuinely terrible human being who'd tried to make Noelle's life hell. Unfortunately, Noelle had been raised to rise above and all that, so she couldn't look the other way. And she was curious.
Hey, sweetie, do you want something to drink?
Her stepmother walked out from the house where the sound of the game playing rocked the living room. The LSU game was on the big screen, and if her father and his friends' shouts were any indication, it was going well.
I know I want something to drink.
Lila's sister, Lisa, stepped out from behind her, putting a hand to her lower back. An evil grin lit her stepmom's face.
You get water. And stay away from the lemonade because I'm pretty sure Zepp spiked it with vodka. You've got at least another 6 weeks before you can even think about taking a drink.
Lisa was heavily pregnant with her first child. She and her husband, Remy, had taken their time. They'd been married for almost 8 years when Lisa had announced she was having a baby. It had been fun to watch the big guy go pale at the thought. Lila was having a blast watching her youngest sister go through what she'd already been through twice. Lisa put her hand on her belly.
I hope my husband is happy with one, because this pregnancy stuff sucks.
Lila chuckled.
Noelle, I want you to listen to your aunt for the next 4 or 5 years. Pregnancy is not for you. Until you're a bit older, and then your dad is totally going to want grandkids.
Now she was pretty sure she was the one going pale.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?